Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 19th of July 2022. The Bible reading today is 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 to 6. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Today's article, titled A Humble Snack, was written by Patricia Raybom. The bag of crisps was small, but it taught a missionary a big lesson. One evening in the Dominican Republic, she arrived at a church meeting and opened her crisps, when a woman she hardly knew reached and grabbed a few from the bag. Others helped themselves too. How rude, the missionary thought. Then she realized a humbling lesson. She didn't yet understand the culture where she'd agreed to serve. Rather than emphasizing individualism, she learned that life in the Dominican Republic is lived in community. Sharing one's food and goods is how people relate to each other. Her way wasn't better, just different. She confessed, "It was very humbling to discover these things about me." As she began to recognize her own biases, she also learned that humbly sharing with others helped her serve them better. Peter taught this lesson to church leaders. Treat others with humility. He counseled the elders to resist, lording it over those entrusted to you. And those younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility. As he declared, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. May he help us humbly live before him and others today. Let's pray. Father, exchange my arrogance regarding others with your humble love. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.